Some of the best Czech films of the 1960s and 70s, such as Markéta Lazarová, Shop on Main Street, and The Cremator, have one thing in common besides the country of origin, the author of the score, Zdeněk Liška. Only a few recordings of his music came out independently. Most recently, the British label Finders Keepers published his soundtrack of The Little Mermaid. In this edition of Panorama, we look at the life and work of this prolific composer and one of the most versatile artists in the field. Zdeněk Liška is a familiar name to most fans of Czech cinema, but albums with his music only appeared after he died in 1983 at the age of 61. In the 1990s, a Prague publisher put out the soundtracks for two very famous films by František Vláčil, The Valley of the Bees and Markéta Lazarová. Zdeněk Liška's cooperation with the director František Vláčil on Markéta Lazarová was very fruitful. The 1967 historical movie was voted all-time best Czech film. Film critic Tomáš Baldínský says some directors would only want to work with Zdeněk Liška.
There is a famous example of a very famous Czech surrealistic director, Jan Svankmajer, who refused after Liška's death to use any other living composer because he said that there is nobody who could replace him. So he, Svankmajer, since Liška's death, uses only classical music. Most famous, I would say, was his cooperation with František Vláčil on a very famous movie Markéta Lazarová. And in the opposite, he was really famous, and I believe he's really popular because of one piece or the music for the TV series, which was really communist propaganda thing called 30 Cases of Major Zeman, and he composed the intro for the TV series, which is now being played by rock bands and rock groups because of it's so distinctive and it's so great melody that everyone knows it by heart in this country.
The opening tune for the 30 Cases of Major Zeman, a nasty truth-distorting series about the history of the communist police force, might be for many Czechs the only instantly recognizable motive from Zdeněk Liška's work. But as Tomáš Baldínský points out, Liška did some other remarkable things too.
He was exported. The Czech regime had great connections with Iranian regime, and Liška was sent to compose something that Iranian Shah wanted to be the national symphony. So Czech composer composed Iranian national symphony. But he, you know, the trouble being prolific during the communist regime is that you needed to work. And he was working all the time, and he could be blamed as anyone who lived in that era and wanted to be creative, because of when you wanted to be creative, you somehow had to choose or be underground artist. And Liška wasn't the type. He liked money, he liked food, he liked to be dressed in a style. Or you could be just working as a part of this like propaganda machinery. And I think that it was his luck that he was so prolific in music, because if he would be writer, I think he would be blamed a lot.
Zdeněk Liška came from a musical family. Both his grandfather and father played in a brass band in the town of Smečno, some 30 kilometers west of Prague, where Zdeněk Liška was born in 1922. He attended the Prague Conservatory during the war and then got a job at the marketing department of the Batya Shoe Corporation in Zlín. Tomáš Baldinský believes that was the turning point of his career.
I think that the strongest thing that made him was that he was working in Bata factories as the composer of the commercials and short movies. He was able to compose so many different pieces of music, and he was so fast. Then I believe that he learned everything. And he spent big part of his life in Zlín. And even when he was composing in Prague, he was commuting from Zlín, which is like 300 kilometers by train. And people used to say that he was composing in the train, and then some part of his music has the rhythm of the train, and that it goes faster when the railways were straight, and it goes slower when the train was going in the curve. But I believe that Zlín made him.
Zdeněk Liška's gift for film music was based on his ability to create tension and drama even on small space, whether the films were meant for children or for adults. Liška also used a wide range of musical styles, from brass music to electronica. Pavel Klusák is a Berlin-based music critic.
On vládl mnoha styly. Velmi brzo si začal s elektronikou, přestože patřil ke generaci školené v moderní symfonické.
He mastered many styles. He used electronica very early on, despite being of a generation that was educated on modern symphonic and chamber music. He loved making variations on low genres and folk music, like in the series The Sinful People of Prague and elsewhere. Wherever he had a special task, he did something special, like the psychedelic illustration of Juraj Jakubisko's movie Birds, Orphans and Fools, or the very experimental score for Věra Chytilová's Fruit of Paradise.
Věru Chytilovou, Ovoce stromu rajských jíme.
Some critics have argued that today, when the film industry is private and can no longer rely on generous state support, there wouldn't be much room for film score composers. Tomáš Baldinský says contemporary Czech films cannot really afford the kind of scores Zdeněk Liška excelled at.
I think the Czechs are not that interested in film music, mainly because now, in the last 20 years, when the film is private, there is much less film music being composed, and it's much less important. Most of the Czech films now are like the producers pick up songs from the Czech or foreign bands and they put it in the movie. So like Czech film composing is not really in its height.
That might be one of the reasons why the only albums with Zdeněk Liška's music came out in the Czech Republic in the 1990s. Also, the editors of the soundtracks for Markéta Lazarová and The Valley of the Bees had to work with the complete audio tracks of the films. It therefore surprised many when in January the British label Finders Keepers put out the soundtrack for the 1976 fairy tale The Little Mermaid. Pavel Klusák got in touch with the publishers, but wasn't able to find out where they got the actual track.
Myslím si, že tohle spojení zaujalo britský editory, vydavatele, a tak shodou okolností.
I think that it was this combination that caught the attention of the editors, and this is how the first ever album came about, dedicated solely to Zdeněk Liška's music. If we had archives with soundtracks, we could also work with them. But this is the mystery. We really don't know where the British editors got the recordings. There were no soundtracks put out here in the 1960s and 70s. And after all the privatizations, the Barrandov archives and those of the Film Philharmonic Orchestra no longer exist.
Původního FISIA, filmového symfonického orchestru, vlastně neexistují. Thank you.
Zdeněk Liška was certainly one of the most original figures of Czech cinema. In many films, his music played a role as important as the image itself. Although he composed music for some 500 films and TV series, it seems that Czechs are only now beginning to appreciate his talent. But for now, they have to look abroad for more albums with his innovative and original music.